It has been said by a splendid scholar named Shaw that mankind derives its notions of hell from two of the greatest fools that ever lived, an Italian and an Englishman. The Italian, he says, described it as a place of mud, frost, fire, filth, and venomous serpents, all torture. The Englishman described Lucifer as having been expelled from heaven into the darkness of the underworld with cannons and gunpowder. The scholar further went on to call heaven the most angelically dull place in all creation. It would not surprise me if we, as human beings, had the same capacity to appreciate heaven that a dog has to appreciate a Bach concerto. 'Tis very like that both places are far beyond the comprehension of the human mind. But this is a tale of one human being who was permitted to see both heaven and hell and appreciate both. The event took place somewhere around the turn of the century, and to be honest, friend, it matters not which century. It was in the middle of the night. A woman of simple and average means, a mother and wife, pleasant of face and honest to her friends, was sleeping in her bedchamber, and shocked into wakefulness by the appearance of a figure at the foot of her bed. The woman turned to her husband and saw that he was neither awake nor aware of this presence, then turned back to inquire of its origin and reason for being there.
"Only one mortal,"
spoke the figure.
"Only one mortal shall be shown both heaven and hell, and shall return to let all other mortals know the difference. You have been chosen. Will you travel with me to see?"
The figure then held out a hand. The woman was frozen with astonishment, and surprisingly, it was not astonishment that a strange being had appeared and made such an offer, but that she was not terrified to her very soul that this should be happening at all. To be shown the difference between heaven and hell, and live to tell about it, she began to question the being as to where it was from, why had she been chosen, how these travels could be possible, and such like questions. But the figure spoke not another word, holding out the hand as if it would remain so for 1,000 years till she would take it. And so she did. She felt no sensation of movement, but was certainly no longer in her bedchamber. She was instead standing with the figure upon a white surface that stretched out on all sides into infinity. Above was a night sky so full of stars she thought it might just as well have been day, they shone so bright. The figure waited for a moment, then held out both arms and pointed in opposite directions.
"This way to heaven,"
it spoke.
"This way to hell."
The woman was frozen once more, but only for a moment. She had always been of a mind to suffer the worst first and get it behind her. She summoned her courage and chose the way to hell. Again, no sense of travel, no movement. But there stood before the two of them a set of massive wooden doors, ornately carved in uncanny detail, with all the ages of the life of a human being, from birth to death, and all endeavors in between. It could take a lifetime by itself to view and appreciate the artistry of so great a tapestry in carved wood, but she reminded herself of where she was, and that these were the doors to hell. And on that instant, the doors began to swing open. The woman shut her eyes. She would take her visit to hell, she thought, one sense at a time, for fear of going mad if she were to bear all her senses upon it in one moment. She listened and heard the distant sound of a billion souls crying out in misery and insane horror. Her body began to shake, and she thought what folly it was to agree to this at all, when she suddenly was confused by another sensation.
She smelled not sulfur or burning flesh or offal. What she smelled was food. Nay, not just food, but the most excellent and delectable cooking she could ever have smelled in all her life.